All right, Sunday action, and it is that moment, pistols out, when we throw down the Texas throwdown. Yes, the Renegades host the Houston Roughnecks Sunday, 4 p.m. on FS1. That's Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Texas time at Globe Life Park in Houston, the best team in the XFL currently at 3-0. 1-point favorite on the road against their natural in-state rival. We've set this game up a whole lot today, Bryant. We talked to Flynn Nagel. We talked to James Butler. We talked to Oliver Luck. Vince gave us his picks in this one. Now it's up to me and you. The over-under's at 50.5 in this. Houston can have a 2-game lead in the West. In a 10-game season, that is huge to me. Big opportunity for the Roughnecks. But they have been bend, don't break. 68 points they've given up as a defense. 9 touchdowns, which is a league high. Worst in the league. But they're still the best team in the league because of that run and shoot and because of their timely touchdowns. What do you think? When Dallas hosts Houston in the first Texas throwdown, I think it's just, it's a 1-point spread. It is nearly a pick 'em to me. Because I feel like Dallas is just almost there in terms of getting their rhythm and getting in their groove the way that Houston has been. They're nearly, the only question is Houston taking a step forward? Because you can start the season off hot, but maybe you peak too early. Do you think that's something you see out of the Roughnecks?
No, absolutely not. Not even a pick 'em. If you get 110, minus 110 on Houston winning this straight up, you take it. There's no way Houston's losing this game. I'll tell you that right now. Dallas is not as good as we think they are, as they think they are, ooh, as their social media thinks they are.
Oh,
I am taking Houston.
At XFL Renegades, you hear that? Get Brian. I will send you pictures and videos of him for gifts.
Yeah, there you go. Look, I'm being a little overdramatic here, but I don't think this game is as close as we think it is. I've looked at what Dallas has been able to do. You look at their victories, what they did against St. Louis, nothing. And I know that was Philip Nelson, but Landry Jones hasn't shown these greatness, you know, moments. We talked about that we talked about that last week, Alan. Landry Jones has not shown that he can win a game down with the draft. What is it? Are you okay there?
Oh, you're angering. Yes, you're angering me more so this week. The camera being on is really turning the fire up on this episode.
If Landry Jones is talking about his game that way, why can't I talk about it that way? I don't understand.
Because he's being modest. That's not honest. He's being modest. The truth is Landry Jones hasn't played up to his potential, and he's still killing it. He's still winning games, and he put his foot on the face of these two last teams he's played, and he stomped them into the ground at the end of the game until they said mercy. I mean, they're finishers.
And that's what Houston's done, but better. Houston's aren't finishers. They're beginners to enders, okay? Dallas was down 6 points to Seattle in the first half.
Time. Beginners to enders. Put that on a t-shirt. I like that. That's good. Beginners to enders.
Houston has dominated their opponents in every facet when it comes to in every offensive facet to the game. They just outrun you. They out ostrich you, whatever you want to call it, Alan. They're going to beat
the Dallas. Wait, you're confusing me. See. Dallas has the ostrich, Donald Parham. There.
No, I never said that. Dallas is a slow starter. They finish their opponents, but when you slow start against Houston, Houston's way ahead of you. They're already packing their bags on the way back to Houston and TD's Houston Stadium. I don't see how Dallas wins this game. I have it Houston, let's say 32-15.
32?
15 would be a 2-point conversion and a 1-point. No, I'd say field goal.
So you have Houston on the kicking. Houston on the road, and you have Houston going up by 2 games in the West.
Oh, yeah. No one's catching them. Who can catch them at this point?
Well, in this game, if they lose, then it's back to pretty much square one. And
the only team that's going to beat Houston is defense. Does Dallas have that defense?
I have Dallas winning this game. I think Dallas is going to pull this game off. I think Dallas's defense has shown they're opportunistic, and they can make the stops when necessary. And that's with their offense not really playing great in first halves. If Dallas puts together three quarters the way they have put the ends of games under Landry Jones so far, they're going to be super dangerous. They could score a lot of points. And like I said, I think they're a team that's just getting into a rhythm. And I think with all the juice flowing at home and a rivalry game this week, woo-hoo, I like them. I like Dallas to win. I'm going to say Dallas wins 36-31.
Wow. I don't
Texas think throwdown shootout.
They can't. They're not going to be able to outrun the Houston Roughnecks. Dallas has shown consistently that they cannot have decent first halves to have high scoring.
Consistently,
games.
It's two games. Really, Landry Jones's first two
three.
Games.
Three. Defensively, they still didn't have a great game. I mean, they had an okay game against Jordan Tamu in the St. Louis Battlehawks, but still, Houston. And Houston was converting three-pointers, Alan. This is ridiculous. You're not going to be able to stop this team. They're converting three-pointers now. This is ridiculous. They're like Steph Curry from half court. They're like, hey, put the ball in the 20. We're going to go for three.
Their defense, that's what's going to happen. The defense gave up some points, though. They've given up points. They make big plays. They get sacks. They hit the quarterback a whole lot, although those are kind of skewed because of how much they hit Charles Knopf week one. I mean, it's so skewed, the quarterback hit numbers because of that game. But I don't know. Dallas's team is stingy, man. They don't have the point afters like Houston. You're right. They're just starting to hit the big play on offense the way Houston has all season. I like Dallas. I like them putting a complete game together at home. Both of these teams not very good on third down yet either, if you want to dive into the stats. But I think you might want to throw anything we've seen yet out of the window, Bryant. This one's going to be physical, personal, and I think this one's also going to be intense. And with that, I'm taking the home team, Dallas, to win. Do you disagree with me harder on this one or on the St. Louis Seattle game?
I just don't even want to talk to you anymore. what channel? FS1, 7 p.m. or something? What, 4 p.m.? There you go. That's
great. 4 p.m. Eastern on FS1 at Globe Life this Park. That's 3 p.m. Central.
We've like conflicted. Even though we're agreeing mostly on what's going to happen.
I agree with you, but I'm going to yell at you because I can see you now. Yeah, so there it is, the Texas throwdown. PJ Walker and the Roughnecks taking on Landry Jones and the Renegades. What more can be said about this game? Plenty by you. Hit us up on the XFL fan line. I definitely want to get some predictions from fans. 724-565-4XFL on this game, or at XFL show on Twitter, and at XFL Renegades if you're listening. Bryant just called you out, and when your team wins this weekend, you know, I'll send you some video of me. Take this right now. That's now captured. And this is my dancing gif.
Can you do the gif in reverse of the Batman and Robin?
Yeah, this is my gif. You could put, sorry for everyone listening on the podcast apps. Now we have video. Now we're having fun with this. And yeah, you could put that and send that to @XFL Show @XFL Renegades and stick it to Bryant for picking against the Renegades when they're at home in the first ever Texas throwdown. There will be another one. Week 9? It's a Thursday game, right?
Week 9 on a Thursday night.
Later in the season. Oh, man. I just know, though, here's one thing I definitely think we'll agree on. After this game, we're going to say, oh, I hope there's three of these this season. That's what I'm going to say. If the Wildcats aren't getting into the playoffs,
Coach Moss,
Bryant,
heard you, by the way, when you said that.
I'm prefacing, if the Wildcats don't get in, I definitely want to see a third Tex-FL showdown, the Texas Throwdown. You're skewing this thing. I can't wait till you look like a total. What's the opposite of a beginner?
What's the season totals right now? So just
by what, one game? What's the opposite of a beginner ender? You're not a beginner.
Winning their division by one game. Yeah. I'm a beginner to an ender, big dog. Come on.
All right. FS1 again. That is on Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And I mean, come on. It doesn't get any better than that. Houston at Dallas, Texas Throwdown, baby. Let's get it. Should I do June Jones one more time? Let's do June Jones one more time.
I'm wondering what the hell you're doing in this league.
I'm picking Dallas, June. I'm sorry. Aloha. Here we go.